right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Billboard has a list of the top 125 musical artists of all time. This is based just on chart performance.
Okay.
Beatles, number one.
Yeah.
Of course. No surprise there. Followed by the Rolling Stones, Elton John, Mariah Carey, and Madonna. How about that?
Wow.
How about that? I know. It's a cool list. We can talk more about it, but... You know, that's, wow.
I understand the first two.
Yeah, no, oh, God.
The second two?
Elton John, Mariah Carey, Madonna.
Those I'm sorry, the last two.
Yeah, their chart performance. Madonna has had so many hits.
Well, that's true.
Huge hits, but yeah.
It's not based on when she shows up for a show.
No, that's, okay, no. Yeah. That's way down on the list. That's okay. Later on the list.
Does it seem a little unfair, though?
What?
I think nowadays, if you're a music artist, you have a harder time. To be big.
Now you do.
Like
absolutely.
Back then, all it was was music. So that's.
Well, you say that, and I get what you're saying.
But charts?
Madonna has had
a lot
of top 40 hits.
Oh, yeah. All of them have. But I know what you're saying, where even then, you still bought albums and you bought singles and all that. Now it's just.
Like music was a lifestyle. Now it's a lifestyle, but just like.
It is, but it's just there. It's just everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, you barely have to buy it. You know what I mean? You don't buy singles anymore. Now it's based on listening on Spotify and Pandora and all that
stuff.
So it's interesting. The CMAs, they made a huge deal about celebrating, you know, the legacy of women. Carrie Underwood was up for 3 awards she did not get. Fans are calling her Entertainer of the Year snub a disgrace.
Yeah.
Major garbage. These are all quotes and a huge disrespect. And someone suggested she should snub them back next year by refusing to host the show again. Yeah, either whether she does it or not, no skin off her back.
No.
You know, Carrie Underwood. I mean,
she'll be fine.
Yeah, she will be fine. And critics, they are saying that the songs in Frozen 2 are even catchier than the original.
What?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I mean the whole, do you want to build a snowman?
Yeah, they say these songs are even more catchy or annoying, if you will.
Depending on how you look at it.
Oh, my God. And Lorne Michaels. This SNL's Lorne Michaels turns 75 on Sunday. He's been producing SNL for 45 years. Whether you love that show or hate that show, that is a weekly live show that is... amazing. I got to see it one time done live, and it is amazing that this has been done every week for 45 years. So happy birthday, Lorne Michaels, 75 years old.
I know he took some time off from that show.
A little bit, yeah. But
maybe
still,
a couple of years or so.
Yeah, but I mean,
but
what goes into that to doing a live show each week? Wow. Woo, man.
All right.
StageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.